This Sunday, which is the solemnity of Christ the King, we as Christians and Catholics celebrate the end of what is called the liturgical year. And next Sunday, we begin that cycle where we enter into the Advent season, one of hope and anticipation, as we celebrate the incarnation of Christ at Christmas. And then we continue to journey in faith together until Easter, when we celebrate also the mystery of Christ's suffering, his death and his resurrection. But today's feast focuses us on Christ's second coming. St. Augustine once said that we live our lives between the two comings of Christ, the coming in history that we celebrate at Christmas, and what is being pointed to in today's feast, Christ's coming at the end of time, that all that has been created by God, his Father, all that has been entrusted to him, is entrusted to us during our lifetime, for we as followers of Christ. For we are to allow the kingdom of God to reign, not only in the world, but we begin by allowing it to reign in our hearts, to allow our hearts to be turned to the gift of God's presence. And his reign and his kingdom is often at odds with the kingdoms of humanity. And we see that in the parable, this parable that Matthew portrays for us just as Jesus begins to enter into Jerusalem. And so he is pointing to his disciples and to us that his second coming that will come through his death and resurrection, his second coming will be a coming of choice and decision. And this is where the parable is. It's one of separation, for there are two classes of those who come before the king. Those who have chosen the values of the kingdom and the reign of God, even though they did not see it at the time, and those who did not see it, who allowed the reign of the world, of our society, to take root in their hearts. You see, this parable would have been clearly understood by the people of Jesus' time, for a shepherd had that choice each night. If you know anything about lambs and goats, especially if it's a cold winter night, the lambs have wool and sheep, and the goats have nothing. And so he would have to separate them in order to care for both. If you also know it, unless he was colorblind, the sheep are always usually white and the goats were a little darker color. And so he would separate them in that way as well. But he did it in order to take care of them. And we ourselves, I think, as Christians, have to realize that many times our choices that we make separate us from the world. And when we do so, we might think about the fact that God's reign and God's kingdom is coming by the very choices that we make. For the king said, "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And in prison, you visited me." These are the signs of God's kingdom. They're the corporal works of mercy. They are what Pope Francis wanted us to embrace during the year of mercy, to be aware of the fact that we can be instruments, servants of God's mercy, especially in acting out those corporal works of mercy. Last Sunday, I was at the cathedral, and we celebrated with the entire world the Universal Day for the Poor. It is a feast that Pope Francis has now instituted in the preceding Sunday to this one, so that we might focus our attention on this particular passage of the Gospel, that we might begin to see that the reign of God begins with us, allowing our hearts to be turned to those most in need. And whether you realize it or not, here in the city of Calgary, for over 24 years, almost 50 Sundays out of the year, those who are in need simply receive a home-cooked meal. And last Sunday, I was there for no more than 3.5 hours with many volunteers. It's well organized. As a matter of fact, I think an engineer probably organized the whole way it was organized. And in some ways, it wasn't the organization, but it was the fact that the volunteers did not judge. They simply went about their tasks, hand-delivering every meal. They're not in a line, waiting for food. They are served, and they receive what they need. And you might say, well, it's because of their circumstances in life. They could have been the authors of their own demise. We often have this Pelagian sense that we earn our life and we earn our way into heaven. But sometimes circumstances come upon every one of us. And the reign of God needs to be experienced by those most disadvantaged. And so that is why we must have this reign of God in our hearts. The values that sometimes separate us from the world. Values of peace, of justice, of reconciliation. And we all need to practice these in order to allow the reign of God to come, but more importantly, to prepare our hearts as a church and a people to come to that second coming of Christ and to allow the choice to be, enter into the kingdom of my Father. It's important, too, that we realize that God's reign and God's kingdom, in terms of those called to leadership, is not one of power and dominance, but one of service, of humble witness to the Christ-like sacrifice that we see enacted in each of the gospel passages. And so today, when we present here for the admission of this young man into candidacy, another step in the process and the path towards diaconate and priesthood, it is a simple commitment that he himself is making. And the image that Ezekiel gives us in the first reading is important for every priest and for anyone who is exercising leadership in the church. For we need to be more humble. We need to be thinking about the needs of others first and allowing that to direct our hearts, our words, and our service. For Ezekiel said it was the good shepherd who went after the lost, who binded up those who were broken and brought them back into the fold. And that is the calling of those aspiring to the priesthood, to take on the heart of the shepherd. Now, you probably don't know this, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. You probably don't realize that he started his journey towards the priesthood in the seminary in which I was at, as the rector and a teacher, as Father Jerome and Father Cristino. And in our seminary, there was a simple passage of scripture that was the motto of the seminary: Pastoris dabo vobis iuxta cor meum. I will give you shepherds according to my own heart. This is the passage that every priest must take to heart, and everyone who went through St. Peter's had to face that many times. And so today, he is entrusting his heart to the church and to God, for he feels he is being called to take the next step. We simply ask that the church who has gathered here today pray for him and support him. For I am a firm believer that it is not only the seminary that shapes and forms the future priests, but it is also the parishes in which we serve. For we never know how to express this heart of the shepherd unless we are amidst the people of God and serving you. And so you have an important role in this parish as a way in which you are shaping his heart and recognizing in him maybe the qualities and the gifts that God has bestowed so that the people of God may be served by a shepherd's heart. I thank you for the role that you are taking in this parish, and especially Father Jerome and Father Jonathan and all of you who will shape his path to the priesthood. Today, you are present to witness his commitment to continuing that path. May God provide on this feast of Christ the King, shepherds after his own heart.